More Asian Grooming Gang Abusers Sentenced in Oxford, England. By Jack Montgomery on February 15, 2020. Another three Asian grooming gang abusers have been sentenced for multiple rapes, indecent assaults, and drug dealing offences in Oxford, England. 41-year-old Naeem Khan, August 24, 1978. 44-year-old Muhammad Nazir, March 20, 1975. And 42-year-old Rahim Ahmed, February 22, 1977, were convicted of the following crimes, respectively, according to a Crown Prosecution Service, CPS, announcement. 7 counts of rape, 2 counts for multiple incidents covering at least 12 occasions. 4 counts of indecent assault, 2 counts for multiple incidents covering at least 15 occasions. 1 count of procuring a man to rape the victim. 2 counts of procuring men to indecently assault the victim. 1 count of supplying Class B drugs on at least 12 occasions, Victim 1. 1 count of indecent assault, Victim 2. 6 counts of rape, 4 counts for multiple incidents covering at least 14 occasions. 5 counts of indecent assault, all counts for multiple incidents covering at least 27 occasions. 1 count of procuring a man to rape the victim. 3 counts of procuring men to indecently assault the victim. 1 count was a multiple incident covering at least 3 occasions. 1 count of supplying Class B drugs on at least 10 occasions, Victim 1. 2 counts of indecent assault, and 1 count of supplying Class B drugs on at least 10 occasions, Victim 1. A fourth man, 42-year-old Afzal Muhammad of Randolph Street, Oxford, was acquitted of 1 count of rape. Prosecutors claim the convicted trio have been jailed for a total of 49 years, with Khan, Nazir, and Ahmed receiving terms of 24 years, 20 years, and 5 years, but this may be misleading. In the British criminal justice system, criminals handed multiple sentences are generally told they will serve them concurrently, i.e. all at the same time, rendering all but the longest effectively meaningless. They are also typically eligible for automatic early release on license halfway through non-life terms, or else at the two-thirds point with parole board approval if handed special extended sentences. While the CPS did not make the details of the Oxford gang sentencing immediately clear in their announcement, the above was certainly the case for Telford rape gang ringleader Mubarak Kali, who became eligible for release on license, which he received, less than 5 years into a supposed 22-year sentence. Breitbart London has contacted the CPS for clarification. The abuse to which, the victims, were subjected to by these men was horrendous and sadistic, said Principal Investigator Mark Glover in comments reported by the Oxford Mail. They have had to live with the actions of these predatory offenders for the majority of their lives, and they have all been impacted in different ways, he added. They will never be able to forget what happened to them all those years ago. Senior Prosecutor Claire Tucker said the depraved groomers had told the teenagers their abuse was normal and threatened the victims if they resisted. One of the victims, of whom it is said Naeem Khan began to pimp her out to other Asian males, made her sexually available to other men in return for payment, revealed the consequences of her abuse in an impact statement, "My life has been destroyed. I cannot form loving or lasting relationships with men. I have not been able to care for my children as a mother should be able to." She did not come forward for some time because she felt disgusted by what those men did to me when she was aged between 14 and 15. I just didn't want it to come out and for anyone to know. In British parlance, Asian typically refers to people with roots in South Asian countries such as Bangladesh and Pakistan, rather countries in the Far East like China and Japan. Sentencing bulletins from police and prosecutors and mainstream media and local court reports generally do not disclose the religious background of the perpetrators or the ethnicity of their victims in grooming gang cases. But multiple probes suggest abusers are overwhelmingly Muslim and their victims overwhelmingly white, although others including Sikh girls have also been targeted. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.